I've got producer Jack Begbie joining me in the studio. Jack, good morning.
Morning, Adrian.
We've got more than one this week, do we?
Absolutely, Adrian. So in The Age on Tuesday, it was reported that saltwater fisherman Alex King was squid fishing off the coast of Cowes on Phillip Island. Now, that's nice. Not the news, squid fishing.
Really?
Oh. It was when he spotted two giant inflatable unicorns, an inflatable flamingo, and an inflatable dragon.
And a dragon.
Oh, yeah. With four very lost-looking young women on board. Mr. King said the young women were floating helplessly into the western entrance current.
Wow. So it doesn't sound like these people were locals there at Phillip Island.
No.
Who were our idiots of the week?
Our foolies of the week are schoolies this week.
I see what you
did
there.
And schoolies, of course, is a time where you make excellent life decisions. And these four larrikins from Melbourne were enjoying their first months of freedom. And, of course, it wouldn't be December without some top-quality schoolies horror stories.
Wow. So have we heard anything about the floating schoolies, if we can call them that, the foolies, since the incident?
Yes, well, these floaters did an interview just after they were rescued from the current. And in their interview with Channel 9, the four women and the fishermen shared their stories. And the quotes are pretty beautiful. Alex King, our squid fisherman friend, said he heard about the inflatable dwellers when his mate Tristan said, "Oi, mate, check that out. There's a pink flamingo." One of the rescued young women said, "We thought it'd be a good idea to get photos for our Instagram.
Of course.
Suddenly, we were out too far and couldn't get back." And another name dropped her friend, saying, "Taylor was beside herself having full panic attack." And I mean, Adrian, I would be too, as the four were floating into what's known in Port Phillip as shark-infested waters.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, A scary schoolie story there. So stay safe. If you are on schoolies, you have a lot of university hex to look forward to.
Well, interesting. Now, what they were down, they were on schoolies on Port Phillip Island.
Yeah, that's what you do when you're from Melbourne, apparently.
Okay, there you go. All very interesting.
No Gold Coast in Victoria.
No, there isn't. I guess it might be their Gold Coast, eh? Mm. Well, Jack, thank you so much for that. Yeah, you'll be able to check all that out online. We might put a link to that story, hey?
Absolutely.
Interesting stuff. All right. Well, thank you, Jack.